It is here 100.9. Jimmy and A, thanks for joining us in gym this Saturday. Hobart Barber, Monks and Co. We bloody love these guys.
Good looking roosters.
Oh, good looking roosters.
Good people.
One of them's in the studio right now, and I'm feeling a bit, you know. A bit flat now that he's in here. They're going to be holding a Movember fundraiser. All of the day's profit, get this, will go towards the Mobart Mobros and the fight to stop men dying too early. Please welcome from Monks & Co, friend of the show, Sid Davey. Sid, welcome, buddy.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. How are you going? Hello, boys. Hello. Thanks for having me. I feel a bit blush.
Yeah, we like to do
my
that.
Ego a bit there.
Well, that's what we like to do, and then we just like to just bring you down.
Just a slow descent back into reality.
You're not even that good looking. Your tattoo's already kind of cool.
Yeah. They've only got some colour. What?
Your hair's kind of really sexy.
You're not quite grey yet. Get out of here.
So you kick things off with us. I guess tell us about, you know, why you love Movember and sort of why you're involved with it.
For me personally, Movember came around quite younger before I was above. My pop was very lucky for a man of his generation to be quite onto going to see his GP and got diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Oh, wow.
I think I was about 16, 17 when he had it, so it would have been in his late 60s-ish.
He survived it,
got onto it early. So Movember from there on was very important to me as a young fella, signed up every year. And then, when I got into the barbering space, you just realise the importance of having a conversation with blokes every day and, you know, we know the statistics. It's four out of ten.
Yeah.
It's 4 out of 10 dudes are suffering from mental health. I see 20 people a day.
Yeah.
It's basic maths.
Yeah, it is. It's insane, isn't it? I mean, I guess that's a good point. Being a barber as well is like, I mean, notorious that you go and you chat to your barber a lot as well, which, I mean, it's a really good avenue to be able to have these conversations.
It's a space where it's like, you know, it's intimate. You know him. But you only see him every 4 to 6 weeks. So sometimes there's a little bit of like, let loose.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Here's everything that's on my plate. Mm. And then part of my brain goes, well, hang on. That thing you've been talking about has lasted for the last 4 haircuts. That's about 4 months. Something's going on here, mate. Like, what, you know, what's going on? Like, you're obviously having a hard time. The biggest one is job satisfaction. Like, people just unhappy at work or financial struggles is usually the big conversation starter. We have a lot of dudes who are just miserable because their work-life condition is miserable.
Mm.
And we hear that a lot in the shop. That's probably the number one topic that comes in. Obviously, then it's just financial problems, relationship problems. They're the general gist.
Could I ask you as well, like, that's right. Like, you know, you go to your barber, your dentist, but it's hard to talk when there's someone's fingers in your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, unless you can Morse code your eyes.
That's where I get my best conversations at Crony Dental.
But, like, it makes sense.
You're right that people come in, and I know that you've done your mental health first aid course.
Yes.
Did you feel the pressure to get that because so many people coming in and talking to you?
No, I didn't feel pressured at all. I knew it was important from my own personal experience about how important it was to talk about your mental health. And I just resat my mental first aid certificate that week before our little Papa G snap lockdown long weekend. Mm. So that was a good time to sort of really settle into the work. No, it was the importance of it was one client really for me. Yep. It was one client who was having a really tough time and he was trying really hard to get his mental health sorted and just hitting constant roadblocks of not getting into his, like, seeing not either too long to see a psychiatrist or getting the psychiatrist was the wrong fit.
Yeah.
Medications were wrong and he was really, really battling and I started getting really concerned about his well-being and I thought, look, I don't know where else to go from here, what to say.
Yeah.
How can I go down that revenue? So the first thing I actually did was talk to Jimmy Trice from Speak Up, Stay Chatty.
Sure.
He was a client of the shop.
Yeah.
And he was just starting to work for Speak Chatty at that time. So I just said to him, mate, like, what's your training? What do you guys do to make sure that you're qualified to talk in that space? And they gave me the handball to do my first aid.
Great. So do you find when, I mean, obviously a lot of guys come in there and they do have these conversations, as you said, I mean, it's a great safe space to have those conversations with your barber who you might see every couple of weeks or so. Do you find after you've had those conversations, after their haircut, they seem a little bit more at ease after having been able to have that conversation? Or obviously not always the case, but sometimes it does help?
Sometimes it depends on the context matter as well. Like,
sure.
I think sometimes, like, grief and cancer are big two ones. Like, you know, any type of cancer, anyone who's either suffering from it or they've got it from their family, it's a problem that doesn't go away.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that situation is if they want to talk about it and, you know, it's really weighing on their mind, then we'll talk about it. If they kind of put up the roadblocks, then you're like, right, this person wants a bit of downtime. There's definitely been a handful of dudes where we've come in who have just said, like, mate, if I didn't have that haircut that day, or, you know, like, I just needed that. Like, yeah. We've had we're almost six. We're 6 years old in December. And in the last 6 years, we've had five clients literally walk out of the crisis ward at the hospital and into our barbershops and into our barber's chair for a haircut and a shave.
Wow.
And that is, for me, one of the biggest. It's intense. It's got a lot of weight to it. But when you see that guy come back every 4 to 6 weeks and he's getting better and he's getting better and he's just stoked on life, and you can talk about, oh, how are you coping? How's your medication? You back at work? How's the family? And you can see these small little movements of improvement. That's why we do what we do.
Oh, mate, that's remarkable. That's really, really cool to hear.
Massive round of applause.
Yeah, huge round of applause.
All the boys amongst you.
That's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing a great thing. And look, you know, you should be really proud of yourself. And look, and you just quickly, for those people out there, you know, touching on that bloke who's talking about medication, seeing psychologists. I've spoken on the show. I'm on medication. I've seen a psychologist. It's a journey. You're not going to get the right medication first. You're not going to get the right psychologist first. But please, if you're listening to this show, do not give up on that. Please continue with that journey.
The thing to understand is, if it may be hard now, taking the right steps is only going to get easier. Mm-hmm. If you take all the hard steps now, that having that conversation, seeing your GP, seeing your psychiatrist, if you keep at it, your quality of life is only going to get better.
Yeah, absolutely.
The third biggest killer of what they call life killer in Australia is mental health. That's behind cancer and heart disease in this country. So this is why we're trying to push so hard. We're trying to bring those numbers right down.
Yeah.
And luckily with COVID, because there's been such a massive support for mental health helplines, we've seen those numbers drop.
Yeah.
We've seen suicide in men drop by 9%, and in women we've seen it by 7%, which is huge numbers, and we want to keep those numbers low. So, yeah, as Jimmy says, just keep pushing, like keep, you know, trying to see your GP, trying to do, like, you know, look after yourself.
Absolutely. Well, Sid, we really appreciate you coming on the show. Of course, this fundraiser happening. It's this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can book in any service. All the profit's going to go to Movember. You can call the guys 6231 8300. Jump online.
Haircut, you can find out shave, about it. Skin fade, it's all still
the
got
whole,
appointments.
The whole, there are about 20 spots left for the Saturday. So phone only. We want to prioritize people who want to come in and support Movember. So it's only phone appointment till probably about late Thursday. Then we'll open up the book before the weekend to try and fill a bit of spots.
Yeah.
We're hoping we raised about $1,400 last year. That was just Brady and myself.
Yeah.
So we're hoping we should see those numbers again this year.
Mate, unreal. That number again, 6231 8300. Monks & Co, guys. If you can, get down there on Saturday. Sid, we love you, buddy. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, boys. Good to see you.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.